It is 5:52. Let's look at the Schumann and see what the energy is. And let me know in the comments how you're doing and how you're feeling. Here's the full whiteout that we had yesterday. Look at how long that lasted. What a storm that was. And man, did I feel the pressure in my head from that. That has now passed us, and we have come into a relatively calm state despite having this higher frequency up here in 8 hertz. This band of white energy really brought in a moving forward, a transcendence, an integration, getting you one step closer to where it is that you want to be. And now we are just kind of aligning our subconscious or unconscious mind to move in the same direction as our conscious mind. So we help ourselves without knowing that we're helping ourselves. Yesterday, the Kumiana was much of the same with this high frequency activity coming in for just about most of the day. So yesterday, we definitely got a double dose of high frequency energy. Where we are now in the Kumiana is pretty quiet. There are a couple like little pillars of high frequency energy, but they come and go very, very quickly. And I will also state that last night I was so freaking hot. I was literally sweating to death. And I think it was just because of all the high frequency energy coming in, just integrating all of that. Ooh, it's 555. Now for the spirit message, I asked spirit what they have today. And all they said was wings. So I was like, I don't know what that means. So I looked up the symbology of wings. Transcendence, freedom, and the connection to the divine. The soul's aspiration to rise above earthly limitations and reach for higher realms of enlightenment. Protection, such as your guardian angels, that can symbolize hope, love, and soar above adversity. The ability to navigate spiritual realms and receive divine guidance and wisdom. And that is exactly what all of this is. All of that. Light energy. So really, we're just reaching for more, knowing and understanding that if we weren't meant to climb higher, we wouldn't be able to. Take a strong stance against the past. Just wiping it clean. The past doesn't matter as much as you think it does. Be determined to succeed in all of the areas that you desire. You achieve great things when you are whole, and take the appropriate steps to move forward in this new direction. Energetically speaking, I'm outside right now and the energy is a little weird. It's a little off. I don't know what that is. We may be in between timelines again, kind of just lingering in limbo. This is what the energy feels like right now. Just continue to roll with the punches. You know, there's a lot happening for us. Sometimes it's a lot at once and you're like, okay, at some point I need a break. I need a timeout. And, you know, spirit's just like boom, 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 boom. As if you're a punching bag. Sometimes it feels like that. But sometimes it's the only way spirit can really get us to surrender. When we're laying on the ground, continually getting punched in the gut by spirit, sometimes that is tough love and it can be very difficult. So just take it day by day. Take things moment by moment, doing the best you can in each moment. Give yourself grace. Be kind to yourself. Be loving to yourself. What you're doing is extremely difficult work. It's such difficult work, in fact, that most people don't choose it. But you did. And that says a lot about who you are and all the places that you'll go. I hope that you have a wonderful day.